Remember the first paragraph of this? Which is not a story, but it's the first paragraph. And you have to learn it, and it's a long one. He started to talk about what this real knowledge is. What is this wisdom? Before starting it, he told you one point. He made a point clear that should remain clear for you, because he used only one verse, the only exception, in the beginning of the book while he was writing down, because he wanted to put book one in one sentence. Really? What was book one? Book one was about love. When he put down, do you remember when he put down all those two silly questions that how did it happen and why it happened? Then he started to teach him. We came to the second story of the parrot, which was the story of love. Do you remember that? You have to. What was the main verse in that story, which was about love? Rumi gave you a definition of love over there. Do you remember it? Yes?
It's love is when you become we.
No, that's book two. I went back to book one. Remember the story of the parrot? The parrot in the cage who wanted to be in India. Over there, Rumi loud and clear talked about one aspect of love, which is the first one you should remember always. Love could not be described or explained by intelligence. He said, intelligence was like a donkey in a mud when intelligence wants to talk about love. Why? Simple. Intelligence was made for me, and love is made for we. This is the difference. Intelligence is personal, so it should care about me. Sacrifice is silly. It's against the intelligence. I have to protect myself, my ego, blah, 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 all of that. Not mine. It is started from the first amoeba. It has always been there. Look at the animals. We have the same brain, don't we? Brain is for that. But we have something else. Something happens here. And some magical stuff comes out. Yes, it's a book too with reminding you that you will understand love when you become we. As long as you are that capital I, you don't get it. Because love is like that. Right? He started the book too, and he said, here, the education and all that is not a theory to learn. It's something to bring back to we, because this is about collectivity. This is not about individualism. Why? Huh? Let's look at this individual. Let me, the owner of a car, I step aside. Then talk to the machine and the driver. What the driver wants? You tell me. What your driver wants? A safe garage, gas for the car, and some polish and time to attend to the car. That's what the driver is for. That's what this driver has done for millennia. It is made to attend to the necessity of the survival of this machine. Period. Even it doesn't give a damn about me as me. For that, the most important thing is what is being called good out there. The goldsmith. In our time, you could call it fashion. Your mind cares about the fashion more than it cares about you, because it is made like that. It is supposed to go towards there, because the river of life is flowing over. How? Every living creature will try to survive and reproduce. That's it. So it's the same with me. with the machine. But there isn't that me. That me, first of all, needs some silly things, which has no use. What's the use of sitting down and listening to a very good music? Nothing. Waste of time, waste of energy, and waste of opportunity if you're talking to the animal. That's what it is. He said, this donkey wants to go and have some food. This donkey doesn't like the path we are talking about. Yes, all intelligent people, they like the idea of love. How? They love to be loved. Because when you are loved, you could exploit the situation. Of course I prefer somebody mad before is in love with me and will give me everything. This is not love. This is wanting. This is not understanding the subject of love. Love is a magical potion which will bring happiness. How? Nobody knows. Why? Nobody knows. Ask the lovers. They will say, we didn't know. It just happens. And it has only one enemy. The driver, me, the self. Because love is a state of selflessness. And my intelligence look for the state of selfishness. They fight each other. And we need to bring them to balance. Remember the story of the Arab and the wife. Long, long one, which presented the solution. Said, there is a solution. This is made for something, and that one is made for something. When you understand the functions, you attend to them both. But for the moment, put this aside. Try to learn how to switch this off. Can you? Amazingly, when you're tired, it happens automatically. When you're sleeping, this is off, right? When you're drunk, this is off. When you're in shock, this is off. With simple meditation, you can turn it off peacefully. That's how it starts. Why am I turning this off? For the other one. I want the other one to say something. And that other one has only one thing to say. Just one. Remember, I repeat it like that. The basic of this wisdom is one thing and one thing only. Which is?
Love.
Love was the subject we talked about. Love is the path. But this wisdom is based on one thing only. And that one thing could not be logical. It's beauty. Beauty, period. You remember how he talked about it? He said, oh, I have a very lovely image of my beloved in my mind. That could look to you as a silly stuff, but it is saving me from everything. Why? Remember, I start right from the beginning, from zero. Starting point is this. First of all, we know that Creator is beautiful. How do we know that? We just know. Do we have a proof for that? No. Just like the other parts of art. Do we have any proof for art? Of course a lot of people could say, I don't believe in art. Good for them. We never invited them to watch the David. Do we? Why bother? Because it's not for everyone. This is for everyone. Every living creature has this. Even cockroach has this. But love? Beauty, appreciation of music, appreciation of a good story. That's the point. So our pillar is that. Remember that. This is the end of the first paragraph of the book 2. It starts like this. The image is all. Why? Do you remember? We started from reality, which you share with the table and the monkey. Then we went to dream, which we don't share it with a lot of them. Then we went to imagination. What's your image of yourself? He said, there are two different image possible of you people. One is the scientific one, which will say, you are a monkey. And you're ugly. Because you're nasty. Because you're selfish. Because you're like other animals with a little bit more power. It will make you dangerous. This is one picture of me, which is given to me by whom? Who made this picture? Intelligence. Do you remember the most intelligent angel? The devil. He made that picture. He believes in the worst part of me. And there is another picture of me, which starts like this. You know what? The only thing that I know, and by knowing means I know it in me, and I don't know how, that I am attracted to beauty. When I look at the beauty, I'm attracted to beauty. That's all I need. I'm attracted to beauty means what? Forget that separation. So, beauty is attracting me. I don't think that everything happens because of me and I'm center of the universe. The beauty is an active force which is pulling me. Why? Because there should be some fundamental stuff in common for this attraction to happen, right? Therefore, I believe that I am capable of becoming beautiful. I could beautify myself. And honestly, that's enough for us. It's just like a guy who goes to fine art faculty to study painting. He believes that, okay, I love these beautiful paintings and I'll attend to that. Does he need a proof for that art, or do they give him some mathematical equations for that? No. That's the part. So, always remember the main foundation of this wisdom is attending, thinking, approaching, or doing something about beauty. Normally your intelligence will ask you, what's the use? You will say, let's do this. Then your intelligence will say, is it beneficial? How much do I pay? How much do I gain? Put all these questions aside and have another question. Is it beautiful if I do this? Everything will change. Because you attend to something, some attraction in you, not in here. Because this could change. Another doctrine, another blah, blah, blah. But beauty is there. That's why at the beginning of the book he said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk about something, and if you don't have the taste for it, I'm sorry, you will not get it. Remember in the opening? He said, it depends on taste. When you develop a good taste, it will remain there. You will not go bad. This is what we talked last time, remember? He said, this thing, how do you acquire the taste? Oh, talk to every intelligent person. Oh yes, I'm ready. I want, explain it to me. As if I could sit down and explain the beauty to you and you become an artist. Excuse me, it doesn't happen that way. It goes little by trying and doing it